This is We Love Ibiza Radio.
Hola and welcome to another edition of the We Love Ibiza podcast, brought to you from backstage at Ibiza's only weekly festival with six different arenas of quality music at Space in Playa de Mombasa. As we build up to the grand finale of the We Love closing party, 3 weeks away on September the 25th, the team put together another classic lineup last night featuring their tried and tested blend of international heavy hitters and expert residents, including Groove Armada, Too Many DJs, James Sabila and the Dirty Bird crew of Claude Von Stroke and Justin Martin, the space debut of Berlin's Steffi in the Red Box, Bicep in El Salon, and the return of Jonathan Ulysses to the Sunset Terrace. There was also FOMO in the Discoteca, Lottie back on the main terrace, Big L and Rue Dog in the Red Box, Andy Carroll, Alfredo, Ben Corbell up on the Premier Etage or Green Valley Roof Terrace, and Mr. Doris with Mo Funk for the After Dark sessions, Rhino Gorman, Jem Haynes, John Howell, Bones, Australia's Alex Taylor, Ian Blevins, and more in a fun-packed night. Well, so far in the podcast this summer, I've attempted to showcase something of the great musical diversity of the We Love lineups by combining live mixes and interviews and music chosen by some of the DJs. But for this episode, I'm going to bow to popular demand and present a straight-up, no-nonsense, one-hour live recording of one of We Love's most loved residents, Paul Woolford, in the Discoteca last weekend. Paul's been a We Love resident for 5 years now, and in that time his reputation and profile as a DJ and producer have increased to the level where he's had music released on top labels including Carl Craig's Planet E, Steve Bugg's Poker Flat, The Rapture's Throne of Blood and London's Phonica in the last 12 months, as well as his own Intimacy label. For We Love this year he's been playing on both the main terrace and in the Discoteca, so I asked him how he liked it in the Room of Doom compared to the terrace.
Yeah, you know what? I love it for different reasons. I love them both, but to play inside means that there's... I suppose what it comes down to is you don't need to concede to making it go a certain way, whereas I think on the terrace, obviously the energy in both rooms is really high, but I think inside you can compromise a lot less and you can just go for it and you can plow a furrow and really go for it in a way that wouldn't be possible outside, because you know you need to kind of have the moment outside. Whereas there was a couple of moments while I was playing earlier where it was on a kind of knife edge where it could have gone. It could have gone spectacularly wrong, and then it didn't, and it went the other way, and it was probably my favourite of the whole year, actually, the whole summer. But yeah, I mean, I can play records that I play at 99.9% of all my other gigs. You know, like records by people like Scudge and Peter Van Hosen and people like this. And those records I just can't play when I play the terrace. So it's good to do both. I think it's satisfying as well for my taste to go kind of into both realms and to do both.
What about your famous terrace re-edits of classic tracks?
I suppose even in the house sets that I play on the terrace, I'm very aware that there's a lot of what I play that are probably not the sort of records that would get played there by other DJs. That there obviously there's an overlap, so you have to bring something that's familiar. And also, if you want to communicate with an audience that age ranges between kind of 17 and 55, which is, you know, over the space of the years, that's, you know, I've seen people of all ages, then, you know, that there has to be common denominators, you know. So it was a case of taking something that people are going to know and putting your own kind of twist on it, and then combining that with new records. But what the way I've approached the terrace this year has been to do re-edits but of new records, so I'm kind of applying a similar approach but with new components, so it's not been as obvious for the audience but I've kind of been evolving that and kind of turning that into something different as well. Essentially taking a bunch of records that go right across three different genres and trying to make them work in a certain way and with a certain energy level without having to try to resort to things that are a bit kind of, you know, things that I don't want to do, you know, or play records that I don't want to play. So I've never done that. I've only ever played records that I love, whereas I know, you know, I speak to some friends who play, and every now and then they'll say, well, you know what, I'm not really into that, but it goes off, so I play it, but I just can't do that.
Well, you've now hooked up with Carl Craig's legendary Planet E label at the We Love opening this year. You played alongside Carl and Derek May as part of their 20th anniversary showcase, and you've had your Achilles track released on the label this year. So tell us about that.
For me, I've been buying Carl's records since Elements, which was his first record, you know, when I was 16, I think. There's things you want to do in this scene, and there's people that you want to work with, and then there's things that are genuine ambitions. And I always, from the first moment I bought a Planet E record, I wanted to have the Planet E label with my name on it. And that's what I wanted, and it was one of those things. And ironically, the way it happened was, a friend of mine, Simon Baker, gave me a track to pass on to them because he knew I was friends, and his track Plastic nearly got signed to Planet E, but then I think Playhouse ended up taking it. It didn't work out, but even in that moment I found myself questioning myself. I'm like, hang on, I'm kind of hooking up my friends before I hook myself up. But it didn't, you know, I just knew, I was confident that one day I'd have the right track. And then the Achilles track that came out this year, I sent it to Carl, this is 2 years ago, one Sunday night, and then he got back to me 6 hours later. He emailed me, said, this is great, have you got any more like this? And then it took me 2 years and 15 other tracks before he said yes to the other one. And then he changed it and then chose another one after that. So all in all, I mean, I must have sent him 17 or 18 following tracks. And then in that time, I had the mental pressure of, is it because I'm not good enough, or am I doing it what's my approach, because I would send him things across genres, you know. The track, one of the tracks that he'd agreed on was like Saint Germain, so it wasn't even a techno or a house track, it was like more like a jazz thing really, with samples of John Cage's Prepared Piano on it and things like this. So it was quite very, very left field really. But to work with Planet E's been magic, and we've become good friends. And then Carl's wife Haji looks after my bookings for North America now for Detroit Premier. So there's the Europeans on the label, on the agency. There's me, Agoria, and Mercoloco from Cadenza. So it's good to be in that company, you know. It's mind-blowing, really, you know. It's good, yeah. Well, what happened was I got banned from the States for 4 years because I didn't have a work permit, and then Planet E sorted my work permit out with their immigration attorney, so that's all sorted out. I've been there twice this year. I played in New York and Detroit with Carl and Derek, which was mind-blowing, especially in Detroit. It was my first trip there, and Carl ended up opening up, and then I played in the middle, and then Derek finished, so that was just mind-blowing really. And then I returned there and did the festival as well, the Detroit Electronic Music Festival, a few months later. And there's another, I think I'm going to be going back in maybe November, December, so we're still kind of firming things up. But yeah, you know, it's ongoing, and I'm hoping to do some recording over there. I've been talking to various people, so I'll tell you more when I can.
Before I let you go, tell us what you've got lined up in the coming months, and are we going to see the return of your alter ego Bobby Peru?
Yeah, there's Bobby Peru is returning. I'm just working out exactly what sound he's returning with. At the moment it's a kind of like a mongrel sound, and it might kind of cause me some problems if he comes out with that at the moment, so I'm kind of going to bide my time on that one. But yeah, there's the next few things out. There's remixes of the Phonica record that were out earlier this year by Kasim Moss from Workshop in Berlin, and Bodica from Instrumental, and then the next single is on Hot Flush, Scuba's label. So it's kind of like, one of the tracks is like a techno thing, and the other's just like a really heavy acid dub bass, just like a mongrel combination of everything. And then after that, the Scudge remix for Planet E. So yeah, there's a lot going on. And then I've been doing some collaborating as well. So I've had a couple of interesting offers from people in Europe, one of whom is someone I've kind of been into the records for years, so that's hopefully going to happen towards the end of October. So more will be revealed.
Okay, Paul, thanks. Well, for the rest of this week's podcast, we've got a pretty much uninterrupted excerpt of Paul Wolford's set in the Space Discoteca last Sunday. It's We Love Ibiza Radio, recorded live at Space.
This is We Love Ibiza Radio.
Oye, mami. Sí, tú. Te estoy hablando a ti. Te ves, pero bella. Te he estado mirando desde que entré al sitio. ¿Tú crees que tú y yo podemos bailar un poquito aquí? Sí, tú. Te estoy viendo. Parece que puedes tirar unos pasos ahí. Y tú y yo posiblemente podemos bailar. ¿Cómo tú te llamas? En el nombre es todo. Sí, mami, ven acá. Que te voy a decir dos o tres cositas. Vaya, así me gusta. Muéstrame cómo tú bailas. Los movimientos tuyos me inspiran. Y tu elegancia. ¿Te podía hablar dos minutos? Tranquilo, tú y yo. ¿Tú viniste sola? Pues yo estoy solo aquí. Esta música, ¿qué tú crees? Le das deseo de bailar. ¿Te gusta bailar? ¿Vamos a bailar tú y yo? Ahí, allá. Un pasito para aquí, un pasito para allá. ¿Te podía ofrecer un trago? Lo que tú quieras. Mi nombre es Juan Pachanga. Del baile posiblemente nos juntamos. Tú me das tu teléfono, yo te doy el mío y nos ponemos de acuerdo. Así me gusta. Muy amable y simpática. Vaya. También. ¿Cómo tú te llamas? No, pero yo no estaba con aquella allí, que tú sabes que yo vine aquí solo, pero ¿qué es esto? Que la cosa está... No, yo estoy solo, no te apures de eso. El teléfono mío, yeah. Aquí no se puede ni hablar.
This is Paul Wolford and this is We Love Ibiza Radio.
Thank you. You
Up on this week's special all-live episode of the podcast. Thanks to Paul Wolford for the excellent music. And Paul will be playing for We Love at their next UK event, which is at the Ministry of Sound in London on the 24th of September, the day before We Love's closing party at Space here in Ibiza. But there's one more party yet to go in Ibiza before the closing, and everything's in place for a great night of music. Groove Armada returned to present Red Light for the last time this summer at a live set from new We Love resident Ten Snake. Compact co-owner Michael Meyer plays, as does label mate Ewan Pearson. And there's the eagerly awaited live showpiece featuring pianist Francesco Tristano and techno luminary Carl Craig. All this plus Funk Agenda, Ralph Lawson, PBR Street Gang, there's Balearica with Lex and Manchester's Folk Cafe team in El Salon, and Balearic Godfather Alfredo on the Green Valley Terrace. As ever, you can find full lineups for all the parties, including the Ministry on the 24th, on welove-music.com. And don't forget to check We Love TV, the weekly vodcast. I'm Andy Wilson, and I'll be at Space next Sunday, broadcasting live on Ibiza Sonica between 9 and 11 Ibiza time. So tune in or log on, and I'll see you in Space. Adios.
This is We Love Ibiza Radio.